Spring Awakening.
Serious stuff can be replaced, but you know, a life is more valuable than that.
The voice of Birmingham, Alabama resident Philip Underwood, one of the lucky ones across the South after devastating weather last night, joining us live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, of Alabama Public Radio reporter Pat Duggins. Pat, just how lucky was that resident after yesterday's devastation?
Well, I'm sure the family members of the 128 people at this point that have been confirmed dead here in Alabama would certainly agree that he was very lucky. The situation here at the home of the Crimson Tide is it's nothing short of surreal. I mean, I was able to do a very brief survey outside, you know, driving around some of the historic neighborhoods near Bryant-Denny Stadium where the Crimson Tide football team plays, and it's unbelievable. I mean, just about every tree in these historic neighborhoods, such as the Downs, et cetera, it's just been completely torn down. We're not even going to have a really good chance to assess the damage until sun up. The sun is just now coming up. We have National Guard coming in. We've got a national declaration of emergency from the president. Right now, we're just picking up the pieces.
Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio. It's morning in Alabama, the Twisters of 2011 on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 28th, a day of aftermath from the worst single day for tornadoes in almost 40 years. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Celeste Headlee is out this week. Let's go straight back to Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio. The worst single day, as I said, for tornadoes in almost 40 years. In Tuscaloosa, where you are, Pat, we've heard already this morning that one of the tornadoes was a mile wide. What's the devastation across the state as far as you can tell right now?
Well, the storm actually went right past the Alabama Public Radio studios, or maybe like 50 yards away from Bryant-Denny Stadium, where the Crimson Tide football team plays. And the storm went right past the stadium and then right through some of the historic neighborhoods that are right near the University of Alabama, including one known as the Downs. And I was able to do a brief drive-through. Actually, I was driving all night from Tallahassee getting back here while my team covered the situation overnight. And just about every tree in the area is down. We saw one area where just a cars were thrown around like toys. It's the usual devastation, but the fact that the death toll has just gone up to 128 is just particularly devastating. Just it's almost surreal, the situation here. And at this point, we're just basically picking up the pieces. I mean, like most hurricanes, for example, that would strike in Florida, all of the damage done, but you don't really know what's going on until the very next morning when you actually can go out and survey the damage. And that damage survey will just be starting up at sunrise, which is just about happening now.
You know, the description of tornadoes you often hear, it sounded like a freight train, that sort of thing. I'm struck by how many people have said this is like nothing we've ever seen before. It has no comparison.
Well, I mean, just the sheer size of it. Now, there was a very historic tornado that hit the Tuscaloosa area a number of years ago, but that was in the southern part of the county. So at that point, you know, you're farther away from the university. This one literally went right down the middle of the university, from what I understand, and hit some of the historic neighborhoods of the area. And President Obama has come up with an emergency declaration for the state, and just everyone here is just simply stunned.
Before we go, Pat, you would normally be covering the space shuttle launch, and of course it's a big story, the last launch, but none of that today, right?
Well, I was actually on my way to cover the liftoff of Endeavor, but when this happened, obviously, I spent all night driving back from Florida here, so we're just picking up the pieces like everyone else.
And watching out the window of the vehicle, Pat Duggins, observing the devastation across the region of the South. We're covering the weather. Pat Duggins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Top story this morning, weather devastation in the South across the United States. We'll have updates all morning long here on The Takeaway. Quick look at the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures slightly down. The Dow gets underway at 12,690. The S&P opens at 1,355. The NASDAQ begins trading at 2869. Coming up this morning, our series continues In My Experience. We're going to talk with Larry Kramer, playwright, novelist, activist, and founder of the Gay Men's Health Crisis, on why being old doesn't mean setting down the urge to fight. First, friendly fire in Afghanistan, though. What's going on? The bloody casualties from Afghan soldiers against NATO soldiers.